This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't have Dallas Week without having some of the gladiators that participated in this clash and made it what it is. And we start off today's all-star cast with one of my all-time favorites, one of the craziest dudes to ever play and wear burgundy and gold, and one of the best ever at his task, and that is Mike Nelms. So we bring on Brother Nelms, and a man that Essex, you and Nelms, you have a lot in common because you're world-class pranksters, and Nelms is the best I've ever played with, ever been in a locker room around. Dallas Week, Nelmsy, for you, I know you hated everybody we played. That's why I love you. But the Texas part in you, was it more against Dallas?
Yeah, most definitely. First of all, thanks for having me on, Doc. Appreciate you. You do a great job. Yeah, man, coming from Fort Worth, I thought negotiating with Dallas would be cool. But it actually turned out to be just the opposite. And it worked out well for me to come to Washington and play against Dallas. That was great. I needed to win two games a year. That was Dallas.
And Matt, he wasn't the only guy. Don't forget, in that locker room, the prize bull, who will be with us later today. Daryl Green, Texans. Just thinking about the Texans. World Grant, who will be with us. So, and Mark Mosley, MVP. A lot of Texas brands, and I think it's important for our base. Your thoughts, Nelmsy, when you look at this year's team, it reminds me a lot of our 81 outfit in that they got a lot of fight in them. I don't know if man for man, we were undermanned in 81, but you could tell that the fight was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The organization was structured a lot like it is now, too. I mean, you had people who knew what they were doing and knew how to choose and pick people based on abilities and their attitudes and all that stuff. You're right. We're a lot like we were a lot like these guys are now. And I do expect them to really do more and better than what they're doing right now. My wife thought that they would be this good early.
Really? Why?
Pick of the year. What's that?
What was her vibe? What did she – something had to make her make that statement.
Man, listen, my wife knows how to pick them. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. But she picked them, and I was shocked. But I was expecting this next year. But a lot of that has to do with the quarterback. I mean, but again, when he throws the ball to somebody, they have to catch it, and they have to run, and the guys have to block. So I mean, it's always a team effort for me. But she just did a good job of picking them. She's really good at that.
I'm really glad that we get B. Mitch. and that we get you, because people, so few people in our listening audience have ever caught a punt. And everybody thinks it looks easy. And then you get a left-footed punter, and again, so few people have done it. And especially after a few cocktails where everybody thinks they're better than they ever were. So could you explain, because you and Brian, two of the best to ever do it, but for our market, just how difficult it is to feel punts when you haven't really done it a lot and it's a right or left-footed punter.
There's so much stuff you have to take into account. The ball's rotating a different way from a left-footed punter than a right-footed punter. It makes a difference. The wind makes a difference. How he actually kicks the ball makes a difference in that wind. Elements. It's a whole bunch of things, you know, the things you have to be concerned with. How do these guys come down real hard, or do they come down, you know, soft and kind of build a little wall around you? It's a lot of things involved. And I find that what most punt returners do or don't do is they don't catch enough punts so that they really, really, really get comfortable catching the ball so that it's never an issue. And then now you can concentrate on how are these guys trying to tackle me? How are they trying to, you know, pin me in? What are they trying to do to me? He's so worried about catching the daggum ball and catching it off balance and catching it with the wrong foot in front. And it's a lot more to it than it looks. And it would take about a six-pack to make somebody.
Teach.
Yeah.
Teach. Yeah. No, look, nothing on a pro level is easy, but I think when you and Brian discuss it, you would never fair catch. Brian had that unbelievable weapon, his helmet, and he should have been banned from the league for he had an illegal weapon. He had something that should have been banned, and yet he got away with it when he dropped that on people. He should be sued for some of the things he did to people, but the spirit of special teams, you were our best player on the team in 81. And I'm telling you, honestly, I'm looking at Essek right now saying, this brother here, we knew he couldn't fail. That strength led up. We had a lot of young people. We had people from other teams. A lot like this team. That's why I love these guys, because I see the fight in them. But this is a big game, Mike. Really big, and Dallas is kind of down, but you know, that's a wounded animal, it's a dangerous animal, and I'm not going to be comfortable with this until I see the gun go off and we're up by 30.
Doc, you literally made chill bumps go down my back when you said that, because you hit the nail on the head. Man, I hate Dallas, and then to have a wounded animal, you got to cut his head off. Cut his head off, stomp it, kick it, put it underwater, chain it up, handcuff it. Yeah, you got to they don't give Dallas an opportunity to breathe.
You notice how violent he was?
Yeah.
That was natural for him.
Mike, I got a question. With the Dallas-DC rivalry having kind of been dead in the water for the past couple of years, because it all comes down to on-the-field performance, and honestly, we haven't been competitive since the Thursday Thanksgiving game with RG3, at least in my opinion. What advice, if you were to talk with the team right now, going into this game with where this team is, where Dallas is, what would you say to the team to try and get the rivalry stoked again?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't know. I've never been a rah-rah kind of guy. I just sit over in my corner quiet. I don't like people talking to me hours before the game. I just kind of go away and I do me. And then when I get out on the field, you know, I'm trying to shoot everything that moves. Doc probably can tell you better how to motivate people. Man, Doc came in and Doc, I remember when you first came in, and you said, hey, how you doing? My name's Rick Walker. Call me Doc. You know, and you just very gregarious. And you see all that stuff. You know how to talk to people. You know how to share thoughts and philosophies. Me, I just give me a sledgehammer. Let me sit over in the corner, and at game time, I'm swinging that bad boy.
He's extremely violent. He really is. I mean, you just hear it in his voice right now. I'm sure there's some trained psychologists right now that are listening right now, and they're going to want to call you. If they call the station, then I'll give them your business line so they can contact you because you need some help. But you've been this way since 1981, so yeah. I don't even know if there's a cure for what you have. But isn't it exciting to see that we're not in last place, and you can feel the energy in this town now for Burgundy and Gold football?
I wasn't expecting it. I was looking for this to happen next year. And then boom, 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 here we are. And it's really nice. And my kids don't know this feeling.
That's right. They've never seen success.
And so, they're all kind of giddy and laughing. They go, oh, this is what it's like. Yeah, this is what it's like. And try to throw a Super Bowl or two in there. See what that's like.
Man, man, man. Well, this is the beginning of it. I won't rest until we are tapping our glasses at a Super Bowl or at a parade following a Super Bowl, because until then, you can't quit, because we know what the finish line looks like, and we got to get there, and we got to help them get there, because then and only then will I consider the war work done. Hey, how you hitting it, man? I heard you out there striking that ball real well.
Oh, man. Golf is not friendly. I mean, you can play great today, and tomorrow it's like you never held a club before. I'm doing okay. I just want to make sure I beat my son-in-law and I beat my son, and I'm good.
Well, good luck with that. Nelms, are you the best, man? My best to the family, and let's beat Dallas. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Doc, and hey, man, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. One of the funniest things Nelms ever did, he would put analgesic balm in guys' athletic supporters. He'd put petroleum jelly in the pockets of people's Levi's. He would put, I'm telling you, this dude is the best prankster ever. Guys in the shower, shampooing their hair. Ice right on your back. Yeah, he was just an awful person, but a fantastic teammate.
You making all that stuff up, man.
Yeah, you know I didn't. And I didn't even tell the worst part yet, because George Stark might be listening. And to this day, we can't tell him who actually did it. That's my old teammate, Mike Nell.